Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Baseball. Is baseball still going on?
Dodgers might go back to the World Series.
Dodgers, I like their chances to win the NLCS. Keep an eye on that Springer guy, too. Maybe late in the ALCS. He seems hot. Might have a big moment.
I don't know much about coaching baseball, managing baseball games. I don't know if I'd pitch to that guy if I was deep in a Game 7 situation. Yeah. Just keep an eye on that one.
I don't know if I like the Bizardo-Springer matchup. Stay away from that in Game 7. If you can, if you get to a Game 7, just file that away.
Second hour of the program's kicking off, and I feel like we're kind of, us and the listeners, of course, and there's been some corrections. We had a officer text in. No chance he knew this, so thank you for that.
That's why they do it at 4 o'clock in the morning. Bang, 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 your door's going down. Chauncey, you're getting locked up.
I may have misspoke. Chauncey not owning a million McDonald's. It might be Wendy's.
Could be Wendy's.
You know, could be a Frosty guy.
Who doesn't love a good Frosty? I love a good Frosty.
It's Frosty in federal prison. The Blazers had almost a good win last night, but they lost. But it was a good game. And
that was a really entertaining, fun opening night game.
But their coach was arrested by the FBI this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Just waking up, and I've called Danny Meringue a million times. I'm pretty confident that so far nobody locally outside of us.
Not a single local scribe.
And the local TV people doing the news right
sure,
now?
Sure, they're on. That's definitely the case. The local scribes are not awake yet.
And I think they're just waking up to
it. I sent a tweet out, and this is the funny part about when you get up so early for work and you actually get massive breaking news at this level, is thinking about all the people who are still asleep, they're going to have a bomb dropped on their head. Their alarm's going to go off. They're going to wake up whenever that alarm goes off, and they're going to wake up to probably 37 missed calls, 842 text messages, everybody wondering where they've been. Everybody have fun when that alarm goes off this morning.
So we're going to air the press conference live. Swag is going to let me know when we're going to...
I got the link. There's a camera on a blank podium Department of Justice.
When the department people start stepping to the podium, we will instantly shut up and we will air that press conference live because it involves the Portland Trail Blazers head coach. And it's just kind of the first hour, really, if you want to go back and listen, you can. It's been a wild experience and journey. Speechless to, did he know? Did he not know? Why are you not firing him? Do you fire him? Is he going to be innocent? Like, how is all of this going to go? We don't know. As Tom Dundon made his debut in the Moda Center last night.
It was looking good last night, sitting courtside. Yeah, brighter days seemingly were ahead. And then, you know, that took a quick left turn.
I wonder if he walked the concourse, was like, no orange chicken yet, huh?
Yeah, where's that Panda Express, dude? We need those food upgrades up in here.
Oh, sorry, I'm kind of delaying because I can't tell from Swag's indication if we are going to go live.
Well, I'm wondering how many...
There's a press guy announcing who's all going to be
okay
up there.
Because I think the initial report said that more than 30 defendants were charged in this. And so I don't know how many of those names we know. Maybe a lot of those names are non-sports names, and that's why they're not being reported right now.
Damon Jones and Chauncey are two coaches we've heard
yes,
of.
Yes, and so I just, when you say 30 defendants were charged in this, I'm wondering if there's more dominoes to fall. How many more names do we find out? Was anybody else, I'm imagining imagining nobody else in the organization was a part of this, but that's the first follow-up question that I have.
Yeah.
Was there anybody else that he's working with that's tied into this? Because, look, Portland's going to move on, and they're going to go find a new head coach, and Chauncey's days are likely done here in Portland. But you just... Was anybody else implicated in it? There's a lot of follow-up questions that we have.
There's a lot of information we don't have yet.
There's a lot of information that's still missing.
So we will patiently wait for that press conference by the FBI to try to fill us in. And I think that's just all we can do at this point. We can speculate. I kind of feel I've definitely already thrown some stuff out of, but I'm more doing it from a curious standpoint because I'm so uneducated in so many legal matters here.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go too far. I just also think... It would be one of the more stranger things ever to see him doing a pregame press conference in like a week.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Whether he's fired immediately or not, like he's going to be on a leave of absence. He will not be coaching games on the sideline on Friday. They got a game on tomorrow night.
Yeah, they do. They play Friday against the Warriors.
He's not coaching in the game. I'll go back to what I said earlier. Whether it's a Blazer call or not, although I'd imagine Tom Dundon's on the phone saying, dude, I didn't even extend this guy in the first place. He's not even my guy. Tom Dundon is known as an owner for somebody who will come in and clean house.
Yeah, if you
wherever
don't
he wants to. And so you didn't even need to give him any more reason to. Maybe the disappointing season would have done it if they had a disappointing year. Like, he's not going to stand for this. He's not going to be the head coach long term. And he definitely won't be coaching on Friday night.
Well, who wants to walk into an introductory press conference? I'm the new owner, do the media stuff, and you're just bombarded by... Guy was arrested by the FBI months ago, or guy was on administrative. Like, you don't want to talk about that.
No, as long as he's not taking a sip from a water bottle and looking over at a PR person telling them to shut down questions, we'll be off to a better start.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong there.
Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong.
Let's clean that up a little
bit. A little bizarre that Jody sat between them and then they talked the whole time.
I think it kind of summed up the entire reason why. I was actually getting some flack from buddies yesterday because we were texting in the group chat about the Blazers in the opening game. And, of course, when the first half lead happens, the first thought is, anybody else getting overly excited right now?
They were 7 into the fourth, going into the fourth.
Hey, things are feeling good. Vibes are good. And I was having positive things to say, and I had buddies that were making fun of me like, oh, look at Dirt, be positive. And the main reason is I'm excited for new ownership. And I thought last night summed it up. With Jody sitting in between Tom Dundon and Joe Cronin and not saying, every time the camera showed them, she was just sitting there in silence. And Tom Dundon and Joe Cronin were talking the entire game, it appeared, whether it's about roster stuff, construction, who the hell knows? I don't know how many times he's been in Portland leading up to this, but I think it summed up the entire process of she's just checked out and doesn't really care. And now you finally have an owner who is invested and cares and is.
She sold the team. She's just waiting for a group of people to say, this is okay, move on. Like,
it has to be
6 months.
It has to be approved by the other owners, and we'll get there eventually.
This has got to be the longest introduction of a press conference I've ever seen in my... Like, how many people are going to be talking in this thing?
Well, there's going to be a bunch. There was a press guy or somebody with the FBI. They had copies of the indictment. They said they're going to start in a couple of minutes. So, actually, if you want to take a break right now...
You think it's safe to take a break?
Yes.
God, this feels... odd.
Hold it.
I'm recording this.
What
so
do you think I should do?
By the way, can I just do a quick
live on air producer?
Can I do a quick thing here, real quick? The audience on YouTube rather large right now. First off, hello, welcome. We do the show every morning, 6 to 10 a.m. We love you all. If you get a chance, like the video, subscribe to the channel while you're there.
Let's take a break right now. He said it's going to be a few minutes, and then they'll have everybody.
Also,
out.
I love the Chargers -3.5 tonight.
But he said, if I got the gist of it, there's a picture of an illegal rigged poker game that Chauncey and Rozier were at that's part of it.
So Rozier is involved with the Chauncey thing.
I think they're connected in this, yeah.
Well, it was reported that he wasn't.
I don't know. He said there's a picture, and it's in a Dropbox, and media can use it, and the indictments are unsealed, and there were copies. As soon as the actual reporter people get their hands on this.
I hope we don't find out he was involved in some in-game gambling stuff. I really... That would just suck.
Yeah, that's...
I know this already kind of sucks.
Either way, it's illegal poker is different than throwing games.
All right, well, I don't want to, but my producer is telling me the best move right now for our show is to take our break, and so we're breaking a little early. I apologize. Good morning. Thank you to everybody hopping on YouTube and streaming us live on the Odyssey app or listening on 105.1 The Fan or even 1080 AM. A little throwback for you. We will take a quick break. And then we come back. Hopefully, we got the press conference. So we'll get to that. Dirt and Sprague, hour number two rolls on 105.1, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, wild little Thursday for us. Good morning. On 105.1 The Fan, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI. I know a lot of you already know that, but for those just getting in the car, that's what's happened. Let's go live. The FBI press conference on Chauncey Billups' arrest.
Here today. In addition, we have with us today FBI Director Kash Patel, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Christopher Rea of the New York Field Office, Special Agent in Charge of the New York Field Office Leslie Bakshees, New York Special Agent in Charge of Homeland Security Ricky Patel, Newark Special Agent in Charge of Homeland Security Michael McCarty, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny, and the Executive Director of the Waterfront Commission, Phoebe Sorrell. I'm now going to turn the podium over to FBI Director Kash Patel.
Good morning. Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. The men and women up here standing with me represent a small portion of the leadership team that brought profound justice in an era that needed it more than any. I'll just highlight some of the details in the case and the FBI work, and then you'll hear from the others. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today. The NYPD, HSI, and teams of law enforcement officials from around the country made this day possible. It takes a team to bring this kind of justice, sweeping justice, into the halls of the United States courtrooms, where our brave United States attorney has led this prosecution. It takes courageous prosecutors to stand before you and say, we will not allow this kind of illicit activity to happen, not only at the national sporting level, but also where it hides in La Casa Nostra. And when these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize to steal and swindle people from money, to include crypto fraud. This is an operation that showcases to you that under President Trump's administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior, be it on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms of tiny parlors where guard games are being played. We are proud to stand here today with the men and women of the FBI and this legal team. And to the United States Attorney, I just want to thank you personally for taking the time to display the work that the media is about to hear about today in detail. As I said, it does take courageous prosecutors, but it takes a courageous United States Attorney to bring this case, because we are going to take heat for it. But we don't shy away in this administration. We don't say no. What we do is we bring the results across the finish line. We bring them to the public. We bring you accountability. And yes, they will have their day in court, and you will hear the evidence through the court system exclusively. We will not deny anyone of due process. And that's the brilliance of this system. That's the brilliance of this administration. Everyone will be held to account. So with that, I turn it over to United States Attorney Nocell. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Patel. To be clear, we're announcing today indictments in two major cases, both involving fraud. One involves sports betting, and the other involves illegal gambling, very specifically rigged poker games. The first indictment involves six defendants who are alleged to have participated in one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States. This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Casa Nostra. While the cases are separate, there are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennin. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this: your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that. First, I would like to talk about United States versus Ernest, the NBA basketball gambling case. The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennin, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player. Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games, or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, they got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts. Defendants used this non-public information to place hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent bets, mostly in the form of prop bets on individual player performance. The bets were placed through online sports books and also in person at casinos. The defendants relied on a network of straw bettors to place the maximum amount of bets to increase their potential profits. Most of these bets succeeded, and the intended losses were in the millions of dollars. The defendants then laundered their illegal winnings in various ways: peer-to-peer platforms, bank wires, and simple cash exchanges. The indictment details specific examples where the defendants profited from illegal gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games, about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers. Each defendant in the NBA basketball gambling case has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case.
This is the FBI press conference.
Beginning as early
Chauncey
as
Phillips.
2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Phillips, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach. What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The off-site operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games. And
more boxes, more options. Granger has
well, that's a YouTube ad because we don't play for YouTube Premium.
Defendants used other cheating technologies such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table. What you see depicted on a screen right now is an example of the X-ray table that reveals the cards. Although they are face down on the table, they can be read because of the X-ray technology. The Mafia, specifically members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese organized crime families, had pre-existing control over non-rigged illegal poker games around New York City. As a result, they also became involved in the rigged poker games, helping to organize the games and taking a cut of the proceedings, and working to enforce the collection of debts. The defendants laundered their proceeds, including through cash exchanges, the use of multiple shell companies, and through cryptocurrency transfers. As part of the scheme, some of the defendants and their co-conspirators also committed acts of violence, including the gunpoint robbery of a person in order to obtain a rigged shuffling machine, and extortions that were perpetrated against victims in order to ensure that they repaid their gambling debts. Defendants who participated in the rigged poker scheme are charged with wire fraud conspiracy. Other defendants have been charged with crimes including illegal gambling, money laundering, Hobbs Act robbery, and extortions. This case demonstrates our office's unrelenting commitment to fighting the scourge of organized crime in whatever form it takes. I'd like to conclude my remarks by thanking the incredible hard work of our law enforcement partners, including the FBI, Homeland Security, the NYPD, and the Waterfront Commission. I also want to thank the dedicated prosecutors who built these two cases and who are standing to my right. Benjamin Weintraub, David Bourbon, Caitlin Farrell, Michael Gibaldi, Irisa Chen, and Sean Sherman.
All right, there we go. That's not the whole press conference, but that's the big chunk, at least that second part after Patel, that involves specifically Chauncey Billups. There's a lot to react to and talk about, and we'll get to the other side of this thing because it just coincidentally lined up. We're back with more conversation. Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI early this morning, and as you heard there, the reason why. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, good morning. Happy Thursday. A weird Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Yeah, I love Sam's tweet. Just got in the truck. Had to check the station. First time I've ever heard an FBI press conference on sports radio. Good morning. It's the first time we've ever played one. I never thought that we would, but here we are.
Imagine getting in your car and you're like, I don't listen to political radio. News radio. What are we doing?
They just moved to FM. Now they're gone. Now we're playing political radio. What the hell happened? It only lasted a couple of months.
No, that was us.
But we're here.
I just thought that was the best approach. We had to do that.
There were so many details we just didn't know. You read the headline. You see that he's arrested and your head is spinning of what the hell is going on. We could have done without the first 7 minutes of that because that was all performative nonsense. And then the juicy nature of the details of why he was arrested and what was going on came out in. Buddy.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning is going to be a backslap.
not going to work here anymore.
Well, I mean, clearly an investigation that has been going on even before this administration.
For years.
This is something they've been building, right? So Swag's going to cut the audio. If you're just tuning in and you missed it, you basically got the gist of part of Chauncey. Now, there might be more information that continues to trickle out.
Yeah, they're not going to give you every detail right now at the opening press conference. They gave a lot, but they're not going to give every detail.
And the more we get, the more we will pass along to you. Let's all make sure we're reading verified news outlets or reporters and not getting butt cracked on this. But the gist of it, if you missed it, is that Chauncey was described as a face card. Because they had these poker games, these high-rigged poker games that involved all kinds of technology and stuff to find out when to make big bets and when to sucker people in.
You know, technology and stuff.
Chauncey Billups, who was arrested by the FBI, what was it, Swag? Was it conspiracy wire fraud? Was that what the official thing was? That's one of, if not the only thing he'll be charged with. But the real thing here is the takeaway, Chauncey part of a group that used his name and his celebrity,
his connection to people with money,
to lure what they called fishes in and would bring them to these organized poker games, and everybody except the quote fishes would know that the whole thing is being a setup. It's a rig.
X-ray technology to read cards, understand what was going on.
And you get these people to bet tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then the money gets broken out at the end of the night, and guys like Chauncey were getting chipped off some of that money. So,
I mean, it legitimately sounds like an episode of The Sopranos.
It really
does. It's wild that it's now connected to the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, here's the other part. So they've been connected twice. The coach one's the bigger one and the more important one. The other is the Blazers were involved in a game against the Chicago Bulls, which I believe, I should have looked this up right before we came back, I believe Rozier was on the Bulls. I want to make
that
sure
sounds
I have
right.
That right.
That sounds right.
Because I think it was back in 2023. Okay. They had a little graphic as I was watching, and I think it was...
Because I think he went
Blazers at
Boston,
Bulls.
Charlotte, Bulls, Heat?
Yeah, something like that. There was a list of four or five games.
Or was it Porter that was a Bull?
Yeah, he did not play for Chicago.
So maybe it was Jonte Porter.
Maybe it was Porter. He was in Charlotte and then went to Miami. Boston, Charlotte. He's only played for three teams in his career.
So either way, though... Portland, a game with Portland is involved. We don't believe that it was sports rigging involving Chauncey on this, but we also
don't know
that 100%. So I'm not going to say one way or the other.
Jonte also never played for Chicago.
Okay, there you go.
So neither of them played.
Maybe Damon Jones coach. I don't know what it was, but either way, tons of people arrested, and Portland Trailblazer head coach Chauncey Billups arrested early this morning by the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, to answer some simple questions, too, that people are chiming in with, of, like, firing with cause and getting out of Billups' contract. Like, yeah, they're not going to have to pay him anything for this. This will absolutely be fired for cause. I think you just go back, to like, the headquarters of the NBA. Last night was such a great I know the night before, Tuesday night, was opening night, but last night everybody essentially played and the rest of the league was in action. It was an incredible night for the league last night. Wemby had a game that we've rarely ever seen in the history of the league. Anthony Edwards was incredible in Portland. You had a rookie in Philly who I think set the record for most points ever in an NBA debut. Like, you had a banner night to kick off the start of everybody playing their season. And the only thing people are going to now talk about the day after that, and probably for weeks to come, is this. And so Adam Silver just has to be livid that all of this is going on the heels of the Clippers investigation that's been existing or around for a while. This is, when you hear the details of it, it's a whole different ball game. Like, when you see the report, you're like, all right, he's arrested by the FBI for, you know, illegal poker games. Okay. Your mind just simply goes to, is he just going to poker games that are hosted by the mafia? The mafia, you know, somehow there was a snitch, they found out, discovered it, and that's how he's getting arrested. This is a whole different can of worms, man. Like, if you're truly involved in...
Talk about criminal.
If
God.
What they are alleging is true, yep. And this is all having to be proven in a court of law, and they're innocent until proven guilty, but if what they are alleging is true, it's a whole different angle. That goes from just being stupid, like, how dumb could you be? You're worth a lot of money. How would you get... Why would you get involved in that? To truly sinister behavior of luring people in to lose tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars through this scheme, just for a cut of it. That you're taking advantage of friends, you're taking advantage of coworkers, you're taking advantage of people that you've known, acquaintances.
Or just nice people that you've met through other people that you know have money.
Yes, you were luring them in to essentially steal their money. And it's just... That's a completely different ballgame than just, hey, I was putting up $250,000 of my own money to play in a mafia poker game once a month.
Yeah.
And that's that's just stupid. You're going to get fired. You're going to lose your job for it. That's not, again, to the point we're talking about. There's different levels of different crimes and the way that we react to it. This took a really sinister approach with that press conference and his alleged role in this entire scheme.
A tough thing here is just going to be gauge what time we get an email from the team. It's 7:41. This story has been out since 5:30 a.m. I just checked my email.
No announcement.
We haven't had anything from the team yet. And I understand there's a lot of legalities here. So
they're sitting on their hands for a while.
Look, dude, they're at One Center Court going through enough right now. I'm not going at them. So far at 7:41, we have not received an email from the team on anything. Like,
no. How about those Toronto Rangers, though? Head on us. When the Toronto Rangers come in town, you better pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get ready to take them on.
I will say, of all the things, this very well could be true. And we find out Billups was a face card who did horrific things to people and took advantage of people in using his name. He's very charismatic, that Chance. I've seen him at different things where he's walked in and, you know, it's Chauncey freaking Billups, man. That's Mr. Big Shot. Yeah,
finals MVP.
And so if that ends up being true, then okay, and we'll move on and continue to talk about it. But my God, you want to talk about building credibility? They're the Toronto Raptors. How did you not have that part right?
That was one of the highlights of the press conference.
Are the New York Rangers involved?
Toronto Rangers?
Also,
what?
I want to really share my ignorance here. I want to be in a trust tree today because there's a lot happening and we don't know everything and we're trying to learn together in this community of radio program we're doing here. I, honest to God, thought the Costa Nostra, I said to Swag, soccer team? Didn't know that was a family.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
I don't know all the family names, man.
Yeah, but there's
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of them. A lot of family names underneath the Sicilian mafia. Umbrella. I can geek out on mafia stuff sometimes. I've watched a lot of documentaries and read books about it. Yeah, I said European soccer team got tied into this too. Like, when I think a listener brings up a good point, like. The next question that I have, now that we have specific details of it and the reaction of like, oh yeah, he gone, he ain't ever stepping foot on an NBA floor again the rest of his life, likely.
Well, how do you come back from that, man?
The next question that I have is, how did this all begin? What led you to this? Were you in financial trouble? Mm-hmm. Were you, like, there's just a million follow-ups that we have for Chauncey that we might not ever know, or maybe at some point we do, and he's got to go in front of a judge today, later this afternoon in Portland, I believe, and then he's going to Brooklyn after
that. Yeah, so he'll appear in federal court here in Portland,
and then
whatever
he'll go to
district
Brooklyn for
this
indictment.
Is, to whatever initial information to start the process. And then according to the press conference, he will have to go back to Manhattan or Brooklyn or wherever they do it, wherever that district is.
Okay.
and be formally arraigned.
Well, to your point earlier about the Golf Digest, Digest article that you were reading, like a lot of those guys get tied up into this because of their own losses and because of the own mistakes that they've made. And all of a sudden it's like, wait, I'm in a hole by how much
well,
to this
also,
casino?
Yeah, and to bring that back, because it's ever-changing here with our audience, that was an article I cited earlier in Golf Digest where a guy like Mr. Fix-It is what he calls himself.
He helps these guys dig out of gambling debt holes with casinos, essentially.
But they're with casinos. They're
legal holes.
Holes that
just don't have the money on hand to pay off the gambling debt, and so how do we get out of this problem? And he goes and helps him out. But I think that's my next follow-up for Chauncey Billups. Like, did you just truly do this because you're an absolute horrible person and you're fine financially and you just felt like scamming people and that's your grift? Or was there another domino that fell? Did you yourself get into gambling debt? Did you yourself get into some sort of problem with the mafia? And this was your way out of it, of like, all right, you want to get out of your gambling debt? How about you start bringing in some people to play in these rigged card games? I just, million follow-up questions for Chauncey Billups, but I think the firm conclusion that I've reached is, we can even get to that at some point, who's the next head coach of the Portland Trailblazers going to be?
Well, I think that's...
We'll have an interim basis at first.
That's going to be a conversation that's not going to happen for months. This is going to be an interim thing, and I'd imagine unless Nate Bjorken is involved in this scheme, it's Nate Bjorken?
Unless he is implicated in this, he will be...
And there's no indication he is, so I'd assume at this point it'd be Nate Bjorken, but that whole thing... This is where the turn for the organization, and we have... It's going to be a weird show. I just want to tell you now. Good morning.
Hey.
Josh Pate's on at 8 a.m.?
Yes.
I'm assuming Josh Pate doesn't live under a rock, and so he has also
seen the news.
I almost kind of want to text him and just see if he's available tomorrow, because this whole thing is bizarre, and I don't know how to do this, and you're going to turn on your radio at 8:05, and we'll talk college football, and you'll go, what?
Yeah.
But the organization side of this, right? Like, we've talked so much about Chauncey and... Look, the character stuff that was brought up, that was poo-pooed at the beginning.
Thanks, Neil.
We're circling that back around now. Like, this is a terrible look for your franchise. Terrible look. Yeah.
This is Neil O'Shea taking a dump in the top of the toilet, Upper Decker style, and then people not realizing it for a couple of years, and then realizing it all of a sudden of like, thank for one last gift from Neil O'Shea.
Well, so like, now the organization side.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of questions that remain on that, but like, we can get to that part too. Now the organization, who has been awake for hours having to try to navigate this, where do they go from here? So we'll go with that on the other side of the break. Dirt and Sprague here, a busy, busy Thursday with Chauncey Billups being arrested by the feds. At around 5:40 is when I saw the news, so our entire show has just been railroaded by the federal investigation that's involving the Blazers coach. So we're back more with that Chauncey Billups conversation on 105.1 The Fan. Oh, the girl you knew the night Look, before. I love my job. I have a lot of fun doing this. It's a hard day at work today.
My favorite thought continues to be that Danny Morang is still asleep. He's got no idea,
that poor
dude.
That's gonna wake
How
up.
How many? Let's play the fun game. He's gonna be
He's
on the air in 2 hours.
All of his thoughts about sticking Jeremy Grant back in the starting lineup.
How many missed calls and text messages does he have on his phone right now?
He has, honest to God,
probably 10 of them from you, because we're just trying to get hold of him for graphics and social media stuff. You know,
I officially have called him five. I thought it
five.
Was seven.
Okay.
I've called him five times. I'm assuming he's a sleep on airplane mode guy. Are you?
I would guess, but I am not. No, I
Me
never
either.
Do that. I just in case something happens, if there's an emergency, I've had to rush to an emergency room in the middle of the night before. Like, I don't mess with that stuff.
I've even heard a text at like 10:30 that's woken me up, and I just don't care. I don't do airplane.
I leave it on vibrate, and so I don't hear it. But if it continues to ring, like eventually it will get through to you. I don't just turn my phone off.
I'm gonna get now. I'm gonna guess realistically.
It's got to be north of 20.
Gonna
missed
wake
calls.
Up with 20 missed calls.
At least 20.
And I'm going to guess realistically, he'll have 15 to 18 text messages. Because somebody that texts him isn't going to text him 1,000 things.
No, but just how many different people send him a text about this.
That's my guess.
You're going to go, I'll say at least 20 missed calls, and I'm going to say 50 missed text messages.
50, huh?
I think this is a huge deal.
That was a massive deal. Also, like most people, like Orem is clearly doing a journalism thing, because I asked if he could hop on. He said, nope. And yeah. I responded, man, quite the morning wake-up call, right? Ha-ha. No response.
Yeah, he's working right now. He's working. He's calling. He's going to. He's calling sources. He's trying to get into the FBI.
Arraignment.
Figuring
today.
Out where the courthouse is. All that kind of stuff. That's he's working. He's doing some due diligence.
You don't think he knows where the courthouse is?
You got to figure out where the courthouse is. Where could it be? Is it
a secret courthouse?
You got to go down to the square.
Well, it's the federal courthouse, so it's not.
Yeah, where's that one at?
I don't know where that one
is. See, my point exactly.
Is it in the ice building?
Where's the federal courthouse? What if he got taken into the ice building?
That'd be weird. Whole thing is weird, dude.
Wait, are we deporting Chauncey Billups now? What happened?
No. Oh, God. What a weird day. I text Pate. I said, dude, you know we appreciate and value your time. I understand this is tough. Might have to call Omaha. And I feel bad because there's other listeners out. Like, we've only done Billups stuff today. But
yeah, I know.
It's also going to be bizarre for people just getting in their cars at 8.
Hey, what do you think South Carolina's chances are upsetting Alabama this weekend, Josh?
And that LSU defense really hold the A&M offense this weekend for an upset?
You think Lane Kiffin's going to take the Florida job? What do you think, man?
What's the better gig, Wisconsin or Oregon State?
It's not every day that your head coach of your core four sport gets arrested by the FBI for gambling with the mafia. It's just not a normal day,
buddy.
For us
I don't think
here.
Can we have another time a coach has been arrested for mafioso ties?
Not that I can think of
in my lifetime. I can't think of one
that I can think
Swag,
of.
Swag, you go back to 1888.
No mafia ties.
You were there when they started.
Well, he was there when they were still big over in Sicily before they even came over and set foot in on American soil.
Tommy Two Shoes, he was starting it all.
I have an arrangement with him. We have an understanding.
What?
Is that what you do when you're laying the big wood over there? Are you win these games, Swag? What are you trying to tell us right now?
Big wood's still in here.
Swag walking around looking for the big wood at a mafia casino.
All right, well, welcome into our Thursday show. It's great to have everybody here on 105.1 The Fan, the YouTube page.
The stream, YouTube.
A&M Radio. Yeah, the network. The Fan Sports Network.
The Fan Sports Network.
As I was told many a time by you, Jason Swigard, the Fan Sports Network. It's busy. It's constantly evolving. Every play, we're getting information. And then right when you think we're going to clap hike, I step to the line, and you know what I mean? And now
we're in I form.
Step to the line.
Now we're in I formation. Now we got a fullback in the game.
You don't know what we're going to do. We're going to try to get a guest.
Problem
is,
who?
We'll see. Because I don't know if they know.
I think a lot of them are in the same boat we are trying to figure stuff
How
out.
How weird is it going to be in the Moda Center tomorrow night?
And interim coach, Nate Bjorken.
How weird is that? Is Jody there? Is Joe there? Is Dundon still in town? Are they sitting courtside?
They still haven't sent an email, dude.
We got nothing.
I'm telling Mace.
Radio silence over there.
You do not announce the coach situation tonight.
Just don't even say anything
Sit
about the coach.
That one out.
We don't need to do that. Don't need to do that.
You can tell us where Shaden Sharp came from.
Does Damian Lillard get named interim head coach?
That'd actually be fun.
I would. Why not, He's dude? Not why the hell not?
Who would you rather have, Nate Bjorken as interim the rest of the year or Damian Lillard?
Damian Lillard. Can we hire Brandon Roy? Is he still coaching? What the hell, dude? Bring him back into the
bowl. Dame might get more respect from the officials if he needs a little help.
Dude, Dame getting tossed as an interim head coach
would be great.
Would be so
him
great.
Hollering, that wasn't a charge.
Yelling on the sidelines. I'll put that up as a poll question. Who would you rather have as the interim the rest of the year? Because clearly that's where that's going.
Yeah.
A lot to go with, a lot to get to, and I'll have to text Josh Pate back. But we are back with the third hour. Thank you for hanging with us and having fun with us and also wondering why this is all happening and when it happened and how and all that. We got the audio of the attorney explaining everything. Chauncey, known as a face card. Face card Billups.
Face card Billups. Chauncey, face card Billups.
Mr. Face card Billups. Whew, rough day. Wild show. We roll on third hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.